Blackstone Audiobooks presents Marilyn Monroe by Donald Spoto. This book is read by Anna Fields. For Elaine Markson, with gratitude and devotion. She brings him good every day of his life, and when she speaks it is always wisely. Praise her for all she has accomplished. The Book of Proverbs. It is glory to have been tested, to have had our little quality and cast our little spell, to have made somebody care. Henry James, The Middle Years. If one tells the truth, one is sure sooner or later to be found out. Oscar Wilde, Phrases and Philosophies for the Use of the Young. Chapter 1, to June 1926. Marilyn Monroe's maternal great-grandfather was Tilford Marion Hogan, born in 1851 in Illinois to farmer George Hogan and his wife Sarah Owens, not long after their emigration from Kentucky. By the age of 12, Tilford was 6 feet tall and reed thin, but strong enough for rough farm labor. In 1870, at 19, he was living in Barry County, Missouri, where he married Jenny Nance. To support her, and by 1878 their three children, Tilford worked long hours for miserable wages as a day laborer. Notwithstanding his efforts, the Hogan family income was always inadequate. For over a decade they seemed constantly on the move in Missouri, living variously in farmhouses, log cabins, shared servants' quarters, and sometimes barns.